A U.S. federal judge has ordered the Trump administration to stop immediate deportations of immigrant families. The order, which is enforced until at least July 24th, would give families time to decide their next steps. U.S. District Judge Dana Sabra of San Diego issued the order Monday after a court filing from the American Civil Liberties Union, or ACLU. The filing raised concerns that the government would try to immediately deport families when they were reunited. The ACLU argued that the families must have time to understand their legal rights and decide whether to apply for asylum. Sabra asked the government to respond before the next hearing on July 24th. Until then, Sabra stopped immediate deportations. The Trump administration's policy of separating families led to condemnation around the world. On June 20th, Trump ended the policy as the court had ordered the government to reunite more than 2,500 children with their families by July 26th. Jorge Barron is executive director of the Northwest Immigrant Rights Project. He said the ban on immediate deportations buys us a little bit of time. He said he was still unsure of whether contact has been made with all parents detained in his part of the country. Barron's group has secured lawyers for many separated families in detention centers in the state of Washington. But even on Monday, he said, he learned of an immigrant mother who had not made contact with a lawyer. He believes that she might have gone ignored without the judge's order. Many of the immigrants are fleeing violence in Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. I'm Ashley Thompson.